I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Metropolitan Museum of Art debuted their exhibit, Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination, yesterday in New York City. The exhibit highlights high fashion inspired by Catholic symbolism and art, as well as clothing and pieces from 15 different papacies from the 18th to early 21st centuries. It is spread over three locations throughout Manhattan and will run through October 8th. Andrew Bolton, head curator of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute, said that it took about 2 years and 8 trips to the Vatican to negotiate the loan of the pieces. Cardinal Gianfranco Ravasi, head of the Pontifical Council for Culture, wrote the introduction to the exhibit's catalog. President Donald Trump has formally exited the Iran nuclear deal. The president has been critical of the deal and talked about withdrawing since his campaign. The decision is seen as a blow to the United States allies and could isolate Trump from the world community. Now Iran's government will have to decide whether or not to leave as well or remain and save any remaining part of the deal. With Trump withdrawing the United States, the White House will likely reimpose most and maybe all of the sanctions on Iran that were lessened under the accord. According to a Department of Homeland Security official, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen instituted a policy on Friday that will refer every person caught crossing the border illegally for federal prosecution. The new procedure goes along with the Justice Department's zero-tolerance policy for illegal border crossings. The new regulation could result in an increase in the separation of parents from their children. It will not affect those seeking asylum who go to an official port of entry to the U.S. without paperwork. While illegally crossing the border has been a misdemeanor federal offense for a long time, the government has not always sent everyone caught to be prosecuted. Many were put through immigration proceedings, and if they did not meet the criteria for an asylum claim, would be deported. Cardinal Kurt Koch, president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, canceled his participation in an upcoming mass in Germany because one of the newly ordained priests in attendance has a history of accusations of Nazi sympathies. Father Michael Polster was one of two seminarians that was kicked out of a Bavarian seminary in 2013 over allegations of Nazi inclinations, racist remarks, and jokes about concentration camps that German church officials described as, quote, totally unacceptable and unbearable. Father Polster has denied having Nazi sympathies at any point in his life and stated that he had made a, quote, mistake in that particular situation. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.